the Dancing Goddess Show. Blog Talk Radio. We are just about to get started here. If you would like to get in the queue to get a reading, this is a good time to raise your hand. So all you have to do is press 1 on your phone. And if you are listening on the live stream and you want to call in live, the number is area code 657-383-1696. Again, that's 657-383-1696. I also just opened the chat room, so if you would like to say hi to the other people listening to the show during the show, you can do that. And I'm just so glad you're here. We've got a lot to discuss. I have an awesome guest for you tonight. And to begin, we are going to start with our usual grounding. So I'm just going to have you close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in. And release, just exhale. Allow anything from the day that's been stressing you out. Maybe there's something on your mind right now that is causing you some worries or some fears or some doubts. Take two more breaths together and just allow yourself the gift of the present moment. Good. And as you're breathing deeply, I call in all of your spirit guides, all of the goddesses, all of the angels that want to support you on your path right now, that are assisting you every step of the way. So often we think we have to do it all alone and we forget that we can call in assistance. So as you allow yourself to sink into the here and now, what is an intention that you have for yourself for today right now? What's an area in your life where you could use a little spiritual boost? Just kind of mentally name it. And I'm going to invite everybody to visualize a basket in the center of our energetic circle. We have callers listening from all over the U.S. and the world. And on the count of three, I just invite you to toss in those intentions into the basket. Know that the collective is so much more powerful than you trying to figure it out yourself. So if you're ready to let it go and open up to all of the group energy and all of the guidance and freedom that is available to you on the other side of surrender, toss it in. 1, 2, 3. Beautiful. And you can keep your eyes closed as long as you want. For the rest of us, I want to just preface today's show by saying that the message that came was that trust is not about seeing the entire situation from beginning to the end. Trust is about the faith that every single moment you have an opportunity to align with your higher self or to align with your lower self. And so which one will we choose? And it's not about beating yourself up if you've been coming from the lower self, and it's not about getting on a mountain and isolating yourself from the world either. It's about finding the middle. Looking at your human desires, that part of you that wants to be satisfied, that wants what you want for a reason. And then the other part of you, that's the higher self that says, I don't care how it comes to me, but the essence of what I desire, I know I'm going to get. And so tonight, we have a very special guest, and there's no accident that she's coming on this particular show. Astrologically, right now, what we've been going through is a period where a lot of the planets are seemingly moving backwards. You may have heard of Mercury retrograde and people telling you to like back up your work and, you know, watch your communication. We are in so many retrogrades right now, but the one for this show is Venus retrograde. And Venus is the planet of beauty and love and fertility. And so it's really about spotlighting our relationships and love. And everything in your life where you feel disconnected from your true authentic self. And right now I'm in Oakland, California. And this is a very special place to me because it is where I got my start as an intuitive. Just about 10 minutes from where I'm staying, there's a little bookstore, and I'm giving a shout out to Valencia Chan at Angel Light Books in Berkeley, where I was felt very lost. And everything in my life seemed to be going wrong. And I remember walking into her little shop and saying, "I want to start teaching here." And she smiled and she said, "I've been waiting a year for you to say that because I've been coming in to sip tea." And I met this amazing woman while I was here in the Bay Area named Cecilia Long. And we are soul sisters, but she's also a very gifted astrologer and healer, an intuitive and a professional jazz singer. And so I brought her on tonight because she is going to share all of her wisdom around Venus retrograde, around what's happening. And we're also going to be taking your calls for readings. She's been through dark nights of the soul just like you have. And I invite her to share her story tonight with you and also just give you a little clarity on what's happening. So without further ado, Miss Cecilia Long, are you there?
Yes, I am, Miss Diana.
I am here. Goddess, thank you.
Hello, Goddess here. Back. It's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. So for those of us, you know, that know a lot about you, let's assume we know nothing. Tell us, who is Cecilia Long? What are you excited to share with us tonight? And what is the story that got you to this point on your path?
The story that got me onto my path is I moved to California about 20 years ago, and I had this like wonderful, incredible job that I wasn't happy with. And I was there for 3 years, and after 3 years, I decided I have to quit. I can't stay here any longer. I had manifested coming to California by working with a healer in Bethesda, Maryland, who helped me create my life here for California, and it was good, except work, I realized I wasn't doing the right kind of work. And to make a long story short, I ended up dabbling in teaching and ended up working at a place called Streetside Stories, where I met you, and we taught together. And it was great because I was teaching acting and creative writing, and we included music. And so that kind of got me under the path of, you know, there's something else calling me. I used to do educational research. I don't have to do that anymore. I have gifts and talents that I'm supposed to share. I felt such joy in seeing the light on the faces of the students when we'd work with them and they'd write something or they'd say something or they'd share something. And so after that, I just kept studying more and more. I've always been a great studier or person was always interested in metaphysics. And I just kept working and working, and I realized that I had psychic gifts. I'd always had them since I was a child, but I kind of ignored them for the, I guess, left brain intellectual aspect of my life. And I have come to realize that if we allow ourselves to move forward where we think we might be, that most of the time doors will open for you. And sometimes doors that you're not even aware of will open for you. There's a higher power, divine being, that will guide us all the way, but you have to allow yourself to be open to it. And right now, the energies, it's just so much energy in the universe. There's always a lot of energy, but as you said, several planets are retrograde. One of those planets that are retrograde is Venus retrograde. And the way I'm looking at Venus retrograde is, this is a time that all of us are to meditate or write or whatever and take a deep look within ourselves, because it is about relationship, but the number one relationship is your relationship with yourself. And until you
Absolutely.
love yourself and have a good relationship with yourself, you're not going to create good relationships, not just love relationships, but work relationships, all kinds of relationships, until you know who you are and you feel worthy of who you are. And what is your worth? And what is your value? And who are you? And what can you contribute to society? So right now, I believe it's retrograde until September 16th, I think. I don't remember the exact date right now. But this is a time to really sit and meditate and look at your life and see what you like about it, what it is you don't like, and what aspects of yourself are contributing to the parts of yourself that you're not liking right now. And how to just take time, go deep within, go into nature, and learn to love yourself. And just take 10, 15 minutes a day to meditate. And you will begin to see things start opening up. The other thing that's going on right now is Saturn just went direct. Saturn has been in Scorpio for 2.5 years. And up about 5 months ago, Saturn went retro. It just turned direct. And right now, what a lot of people are seeing, and I'm experiencing it myself in my own life, like things that have been on hold are beginning to open up. Answers are beginning to come. Ask the universe for signs, for answers to anything that's troubling you, and you'll see it. But we have to be aware. The main thing is being spiritual. The more and more that I do this work, it's more and more the answers are all around us. It's just more and more about being aware of those answers when they come to you and being able to feel them resonate within your heart chakra and allowing yourself to focus on your heart chakra to see what it is that you really, what is your heart's desire. So many of us, we've been trained to just kind of hold ourselves back, that there's just certain ways we're supposed to be. Everybody's not meant to be a tech person. Everybody's not meant to be an engineer. That doesn't mean that you're not, you can't be successful. There are opportunities for each of us to be successful and prosperous using the gifts that we were brought here to use. But we have to be aware, we have to be open. The other magical thing is on, I guess it's Saturday, it's 888 Lion Gate. There's an energy portal that has opened up. And that's another time. Go deep within yourself. The energies are changing and we're all transforming. Drink lots of water. Be aware of what's going on. And on that day, energetically, the transmissions, I guess, from the universe are upgrading us. Already people are feeling it. It started July 26th. Maybe you're not sleeping as well as you used to sleep. You have a backache. That knee that something happened to 2 years ago all of a sudden is hurting you. Maybe you lose your appetite. The best thing to do right now is just go with the flow, but drink lots and lots and lots of water and write in your journals if you're a writer, or speak into your phone recorder if you don't want to write about how you're feeling, but also to allow yourself to take in these energies. There's nothing wrong with any of us. It's just that our systems are being elevated right now. So I feel like right now is a really magical time for all of us. And doors are opening. And once we get through that Venus retrograde and you're more in touch with who you are, I mean, it's an ongoing process of who you are and what you're worth and how you feel about you and what you really want, not what other people want for you. The answers will start to come. And a lot of times they come without effort, which I know you can speak to that yourself, Deanna. It comes without effort. All of a sudden, you go, what?
Yeah.
I'm doing what?
It's going to be so hard. And, you know, even I just want to touch on a couple things that you said, Cecilia. For those of you that just joined us, I'm here with Cecilia Long, astrologer, healer, singer. What do you not do? but you said something about worthiness, which I think is really important. Feeling worthy, looking at where we are withholding love from ourselves, from other people.
Right.
And also, you know, Venus retrograde is a time when our karma gets balanced. Things get evened out. You know, you may have a relationship that starts, it's brand new, and you fall in love quickly. But are you really ready for it? You know, you
Right.
may have an old love that you thought that was done, come back, and oh, it turns out there's another layer you didn't deal with, so here it is. It can also manifest in the physical body, like you were saying with the back, or, you know, that old injury, beauty, you know, changing the
Right.
way that you want to look, your appearance. What isn't feeling like you anymore? You know, where are you doing your hair a certain way because your mom always liked you to do it that way?
Right.
And this happened
exactly.
the other day with a client. You know, she's like, I don't know why I can't let go of this sweater. And there was all these memories attached to it. And it was holding her back in romantic relationships because she was still operating from this childhood paradigm of what she should literally wear and what she should have. So, you know, all our aspects of love are coming out for reevaluation. And then the other thing that you said that was really strong is the idea of a portal. For people that don't know what that means, can you break that down on Saturday?
Yes. Okay. We live in a field of energy. There are things going on within this field of energy all the time. There are, I guess it's a magnetic aspect of our lives, the things that are opening up. And this has really been going on. I think the big portal was in, I think it was in 2000 that we began to start looking at the Lion's Gate and the fact that the portal is opening up. And another thing that a lot of times when portals or the energy is opening up, we begin to get a lot of insights about our lives. Just like with Venus being retrograde. And just like you said of someone saying, I did this when I was a child, this is a message. A lot of times we push those messages down just so we can keep going. But right now, all those things that we feel that are less than, or we feel badly about, or we're still doing things a certain way because our parents did it that way, but we don't really want to do it that way. A lot of that is coming up for review. Because only you can live your life, and each of us have an opportunity to create the life that we would really like to have in this lifetime. But what so many of us do, and I've been guilty of it many a time, is, oh, I should have done something more academic because my parents, that would have pleased my parents more, or something like that. So one of the things about this portal is it's an energetic opening. And the transmissions that are coming from the ethers are opening, I hope I'm not sounding too crazy, are opening up more and more. It's bringing up issues that maybe you hadn't thought about for a while. It brings up a lot of, sometimes it could bring up hurt feelings, but it's not bringing it up just to put it in your face. It's bringing it up for you to look at it and for you and for each of us to make a commitment to change those things that we feel are no longer serving our higher good. And how would you treat somebody if you loved them and something came up that they kept saying something negative? What would you say to them? Maybe it's time to let this go. Maybe it's time to go deep within, create some kind of ritual, write a letter around those bad feelings or issues that are coming up and take it and burn it at the full moon or just burn these negative energies. Allow, you know, go within, ask divine, spirit, God, whatever one wants or whatever way one thinks, help me to release this. I've had these feelings all my life. I'm ready to let it go. Because the main thing of this portal is each and every one of us are being pushed to open up to live our lives on purpose. And that's what all the energy is doing. The portal, the retrogrades, everything. I mean, astrology is also energy, and it's just a reflection of everything that's going on within our world. It's a way of talking about those feelings. It's a way of looking at those feelings that we may be having or looking at the impact of a particular planet. But it all relates to our lives holistically. So really what is now is like, wait a minute, am I going to put this off anymore? Am I going to do what I said I always was going to do? And you don't have to feel overwhelmed. Just open up and ask spirit. Give me a sign. If this is what I'm supposed to do, give me a sign. Let me know clearly what it is, where I'm going. You don't have to know. exactly detail by detail, step by step. You just take a step towards it. So that's really what this portal is about, of everybody opening up, and particularly those of us who are very, very cognizant of what's going on, to, you know, where is my life at this point? That's reflection about how you feel about yourself. What is it that I want? Am I doing what I really would like to do? Am I creating
am I
the
with
life
who I really want to be?
am I with who I really want to be? Or is this an old pattern? It could be an old pattern from previous lives that comes up, but it's always somehow been in your life in some kind of guise. And you just have to, we have to learn to trust and let it go, because it can be, we can allow it to let go. It's difficult.
I love that. There's so much letting go that's been happening since the full moon. And, you know, when it comes to love specifically, for all of you out there that are feeling that tenderness in your heart chakra, I know you spoke a little bit to the heart chakra, Cecilia. You know, there is a point where the heart chakra can soften more than you think it ever could. And
Right. It
appears like this, you know, vulnerability, this rawness, and there's a lot of fear that can come up. And if you meet somebody that feels perfect, but their heart chakra isn't really open at all, then you may think, oh, what's wrong with me? Or what did I do to manifest this? And, you know, I just invite you, if anybody listening is feeling that way, turn it back and just, you know, remember, okay, my job is just to keep my heart open and also to be discerning with who, you know, who I allow
in
my space. Yeah. And have spirit be in charge, you know, let spirit do your bidding. And also forgive and release that part of you that may believe, you know, I need to attach to this certain person because they fit this certain profile. That just came up to share. But we've got a cue out the door, girl.
Oh!
Are you open to taking some readings?
Sure.
Okay, cool. So here's how it's going to work, guys, just so we're all making it fair. One question at a time, and if you could please share your first name with Cecilia and then your question, or if you want her to just pull a general card, then you'll get a general message. And we'll try to stay away from yes or no questions, just because those really do limit your free will, and also there may be other things that spirit wants to reveal. Cecilia, any other things that you want them to know about asking you?
No, all they need to know is if you have a question, that's fine. If you just have some thought or feeling or something on your mind that is a concern to you, you can just hold that in your mind. I'm going to do a one-card reading. And I thought, because of the energies and the portals and everything that's going on, I'm going to use the Goddess Guidance deck today.
Cool.
Or the Goddess... Venus retrograde, but the Goddess energy. I mean, that's all. The age of Aquarius is about the Goddess. And so I thought I'd use Goddess guidance cards today.
Awesome.
And I'll just
well,
pull one card.
Treat.
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like we've got a ton of California. We've got some Illinois and some numbers I don't know, but we will go in order. So if you would like to ask Cecilia a question, please press 1. Otherwise, I will not know, and you will be annoyed because I didn't unmute you. So we'll start with area code 917. You are live on the air. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi. This is New York.
Hi.
I guess you didn't recognize the area code. And my name is
Hi.
Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. And welcome.
Thank you so much, and I've enjoyed listening to the show, and I'm going to read up more on Lionsgate. It sounds interesting.
Awesome.
Well, my question for the goddesses has to do with finances, and do you mind if I just put in my head the exact question and let you just draw the cards?
Sure, and then what I'll do is I'll shuffle the cards. You tell me when to stop, and then I'll pull the card that's on top and give you an answer.
Okay.
I'm going to start shuffling now.
stop.
Okay. The goddess I got is Ain, and her whole thing is about you need to take a leap of faith.
Okay.
And take a risk and put your heart's true desire into action. What I'm getting is that maybe you might have been a little reticent to do something or something you want to do, but you haven't taken that leap yet. And
yes.
With Ain, really what it is about even if it's just one small step,
mm-hmm.
one small step leads to larger steps, and so
yes.
that will get you to where you want to where you want to be. Don't worry about making a wrong decision. Take time to pray, meditate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go on nature walks,
mm-hmm.
and then make your decision.
Wonderful. Could you spell?
I'm sorry.
I was wondering if you could spell the goddess's name. I'm not familiar with her.
Yes, Aine.
Okay.
And she's a Celtic goddess and a fairy
yeah.
queen. And she's revered in Ireland for helping to. Grow crops and oversee animals, but you can call on her when you need additional guidance and courage to take the steps that you want to take.
I think it's the perfect card.
Okay, great.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you know, it's so awesome. I love that we started out with finances because it's so true. Like the way that we deal with energy in one area spills over to another. So everything that you shared
right.
around finances applies to relationships. And this is for
exactly.
everyone listening. When people ask a question, you know, it's also kind of a mini reading for you as well. It may be a different area, but it's still, we're in that universal group grid.
Exactly.
And the other thing that comes up, girl, is like the work thing again. And for anyone wondering about money, it's like the number that we may have in our heads, like how would it feel to double or triple that?
Exactly.
You know, the type of relationship that you've had in the past, what about, you know, doubling or tripling the amount of love that you receive? What would that even feel like? Would you be a safe container to receive that? And that's
right.
really...
And
that's,
double the triple
about.
The way you treat yourself. The
yes,
way we treat ourselves.
Absolutely.
A
absolutely.
Massage,
well,
something to make you feel really great.
I never need an excuse for a massage.
I don't either.
Not an issue here. But let's go to the next caller. Again, if you could just please share your first name if you feel comfortable. And then your question with Cecilia. This is 510, and it's 205 is the next digit.
Okay.
Hello,
hello,
you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Regina.
Hi,
Regina.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. Blessings to you, goddesses. It's great to hear your voices.
Oh,
thank
you. How can we help?
Yes,
tonight?
So Deanna, it's been a long time since I talked to you. I went to your Sedona retreat, the first one.
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited
yeah.
that you called in.
Yeah, so anyway, I'll just take a general card. Right now I'm in the process of learning to love myself and put me first.
That's a good
awesome.
Place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to start shuffling the cards, and you tell me when to stop.
Okay. Okay, stop.
Okay. Okay, the goddess that came up for you is Kuan Yin, the Chinese goddess of love and compassion, Asian
mm-hmm.
Venus.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting because Kuan Yin is about you releasing judgments you have about yourself and others and focusing on the love and light that's not only within you, but that's within everyone else. But mainly
yes.
for you to be compassionate towards yourself.
Yes. Okay.
And for you to give yourself lots and lots of love.
treat yourself to something.
Right. Okay. I'm learning to do that quite well. So this is just confirmation to continue to do that.
And any guilt or fear you have, release it. Just ask Spirit to help you release that.
Okay. Yeah, I need help with that because that can come up real quick.
All right.
Yes. Well, thank you, ladies.
Thank
love
you,
and bless
Gina.
You.
Thank you, Rhea.
All right.
You
bye.
Too.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, it's so good to hear her voice. It just, like, popped in my head an image of her from the
retreat. Yeah, she went to your first retreat, right? That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cool. Okay, so let's keep going. Another 510, that, like, Oakland is in the house tonight. It's awesome. And it's 485 is the next digit. Hello, you are live on the air.
Hi, it's Corinda.
Hey, Corinda.
Hi, Cecilia. And hi, Regina. I knew it was her the moment she spoke her name, because I was at that retreat, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yay.
Lots of synchronicities.
I know. And, I mean, everything that you're talking about tonight, I resonate with so much. It's pretty crazy. But most of the areas of my life I feel are going really, really well and seamlessly.
Excellent.
And effortlessly, but not in the department of love.
Okay.
At least how I, you know, for what I can see right now. And I'm having, I'm doing a lot of work around that, but I'm having difficulty right now with forgiveness and trusting in the divine timing of things and letting go of control. And that's what I would like.
Okay, before I even do your reading, one little thing you can do, and I learned this from another healer, intuitive, and I've read about it, and you can look at it on Google it, is to get yourself a beautiful box. And in that box, when you have issues or concerns or things that you can't seem to let go, what you do a little ritual and you put it in that box. It's called a God box. You can call it a spirit box, a fairy box, whatever you want to call it, a divine box, universal energies box. And what you do is you write down what is of concern to you, and you take it and you put it in the God box. And when you close it up, you go, okay, I've given it to you, universe. I'm going to trust you. And just let it go. When it comes up again, you can put it in as many times as you want. If it comes up again, though, maybe write a letter about all the issues and concerns you have. You don't put that in the God box. You can take the letter and burn it at the full moon to release these things that are holding you back. So that's just one little tip.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of writing and burning.
It'll come.
But I feel like I'm on a merry-go-round right now, or just going round and round and round.
Okay, so you want me to shuffle the cards? And let's see what they say.
Please.
Let's see what the goddess is. Just let me know when you want me to stop.
Thank you. Stop.
Okay. Okay, you got Mary Magdalene, and for Mary, this is about unconditional love, loving yourself, others in the situation, and I guess really what immediately comes up to me is don't look at what is manifesting in your life or what is in your life right now externally. That's from what you've created from previous thinking and feelings. Trust and know that the feelings that you have within you about you having a relationship will come. They're coming, but you have to trust. You can't look. A lot of times what we do is we'll look at the outward appearance and say, well, I guess that's over. I guess I'll never have this or I'll never have that. I do it. We all do it. You look, because that's the way we're trained. We look outside of ourselves. So when you meditate or when you go within or whichever, whatever your ritual is, think about it the way that you like for it to be and feel as if it already exists. And ask the divine, show me, I'm feeling frustrated about having a relationship. You know what? I'm going to give it to you. I'm putting it in this God box, and I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to trust you, and I know you're going to show me a way. And when you least expect it, that person will come around. Really, for you right now, it's about loving yourself, being proud of you. You said everything outwardly is going well, and it is. So
yeah.
Trust. Trust. Wasn't there a point in time when you trusted that things that are going well wouldn't go well? Now look at it.
Yeah.
You have a lot. And so it's no matter what, just let those outward appearances be. Don't allow them. But, and I know it's easier said than done. You just have to be mindful. You just have to watch your mind like a hawk. Because where we dwell in our consciousness, that's what we get. And you know, you're gorgeous. You got it all going on.
She's a goddess.
She is a goddess. I know you're a goddess. So, you know, release old stuff about previous relationships. This is time for starting anew right now.
Awesome.
And so for you, don't worry, the situation is going to be healed. It's coming, and when you least expect it. It's not going to come the way you're expecting it, I don't think. I'm feeling like I'm definitely getting it's going to come.
I don't know what to expect anymore. I don't know what to expect anymore.
That might be
I know what
thing.
I want. I know. I think that probably
expect
is a good
the
thing.
Best. Expect the best. And make sure that you reflect within you what you want from the other person.
Yeah, I've been taking a closer look at my own integrity, you know, and
it's something all of us Corinda, it's something all of us go through.
Yeah.
It's not easy. But don't look at what you have already manifested. Focus your thoughts on where you're going and what you desire.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll get my God box on.
Get it on.
I love it. It's so
all right.
Every single person. You guys are awesome. Cecilia and, you know, hang in there, Corinda. We've all been
Thank
there.
You so much. Thank
it's
you
coming.
So much. Love you guys. Big hugs.
Big hugs to you, too.
Big hugs back. Oh, my gosh. We have 5 minutes left in the show, Cecilia.
Oh, so one more person.
It's crazy. So we're going to take one more caller. And for those of you that are listening and are like, how can I find more about this amazing woman? Cecilia, what's your website?
You can go to soulshifter.net.
Perfect. Soulshifter.net. And
yes.
She is awesome. You do readings and healings. And,
I do readings, healings,
Diksha.
Clear your chakra healings.
Cool. So let's go to the phones, and we are going to take one more. This is area code 515, and then we're going to do a very, very fast closing blessing for everyone. Just feel this energy up.
All right.
Hi, you are on the air.
Hi, goddesses. This is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
My question is, I have this wonderful gift that I feel other people's things. And I used to be able to clear it really quick and it would be gone. But lately, it doesn't go as fast. And I was wondering what advice I can do. Or sometimes it'll work and then it won't work.
Okay. And you have a gift. I didn't quite hear that clearly. To clear things?
I know what other, feel things from other people. I know what's...
Oh, okay,
you know.
So you're an empath. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. All right, so I'm going to start shuffling the cards, see what the goddesses have to say. And you just tell me when to stop, and I'll stop.
Okay. Stop.
Okay. Okay. The goddess that I got for you is Bast, Be Like Boy, A-S-T. She's an Egyptian goddess. And she is about being independent. And now, basically what she's saying is, your freedom and your independence right now are your top priorities. And I guess really what's coming through for me is that you have to give yourself permission to do what you're doing. The feelings are still there. I don't know if you're overthinking it or, you know, using more of your left brain around it versus, you know, just knowing and trusting that you have this gift of being an empath. But also making sure that you do, that you clear your energy when you feel things from other people, that you have an energetic bubble around you during the day. You may be getting overloaded with people's feelings, and that way you can't really get in touch with what's really going on with you and feel, you know, maybe you're feeling like I'm overwhelmed. You have to clear yourself, or I'm suggesting that you clear yourself during the day. When you're an empath, like many of us on this phone call, you're picking up people's stuff all the time, whether they say anything to you or not. And we get overloaded.
Mm-hmm.
And so
right.
Create some kind of ritual or something to clear your energy. And the other thing I'm getting strongly for you is I suggest that it's not an easy stone to find, but it's called the Peacock Stone. And meditate with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a stone that helps us with being empathetic and psychic abilities and clairvoyant, and as well as protecting your energies. It's called, again, Peacock Stone.
Peacock.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a very
yeah.
beautiful multicolored stone. It's gorgeous.
Huh?
And get
okay.
one, clear it, and meditate with it. And I can almost guarantee you that things will start to lighten up, and you will still be able to feel. Right now, your energy field is just too cluttered with all these other people's stuff. You can't
right. Right, because I do clear, but like I say, sometimes it feels like it's not clearing.
Right.
So, yeah. So goddess.
And Epsom salts and lavender baths will do the same thing.
What'd you say?
Epsom salts. With
uh-huh.
the essence of lavender in it, Epsom salts clears your energy,
okay.
your energetic field.
All right.
So for the maybe the next 3 days, just take a bath, and you can even add bubbles to
so
it if
Cecilia,
you like.
Cecilia, we have to wrap the show.
Okay,
so
we have to go.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you, Deborah. Thank you so much, everybody. I can't
thank you, Deanna.
The show going by any faster. Oh, my goodness. So everybody close your eyes. We are going to wrap this properly. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
We just take everybody's collective intentions, everything that you desire that's coming from your soul, and we put it out there to come back to you in a way that is absolutely beautiful and perfect for you in the right time and in the right way. And just take a minute to acknowledge yourself. You are supported. You are loved. You are free. And so it is.
And so it is.
I love you, Cecilia. Thank you for
I love you
on
too, Deanna.
Show.
Thank you. Thanks to everybody. It was a wonderful spiritual moment. 45 minutes. Loved it.
Good night, everybody. Thank you so much.